Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
What are you listening to?
What are you listening to?
You like music? What are you listening to?
It's just a show.
Just wait until you hear this, you guys.
Can we just start running already?
Just do it already.
Hey, could you wait until the man finishes?
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, June 14th. I am JP. That is Coriel. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
And Husker Nixon. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
How was the weekend, everybody?
Let me think. Busy.
You were filling in for Meg at Salt Dogs for
a good majority on Saturday, which was cool.
Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess in hindsight, maybe not so busy. I don't know. It was just it was.
What did you do Friday night?
It was weird. It was weird.
You do anything Friday? You went golfing or anything like that?
Nothing Friday.
So Saturday you were working for Meg and Salt Dogs.
Yes.
And then yesterday, what'd you do?
We were supposed to go to the lake, and then we didn't. We watched the new Conjuring movie.
How's that?
And ate pizza. It's all right.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot.
It's all right.
It's not as good as the first two. It's just kind of a,
Yeah. If Kudervo Cephas made me give it pork rinds, I'd give it 3.
Oh, okay.
3 solid, I guess. But
yeah,
definitely,
middle of the road.
Definitely not 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Well, I mean, you can't go outside right now because it's not officially summer for another, six days?
It was probably too cold for you this weekend.
Okay, the both of you have already accosted me before 6 a.m., so that's great. Can't wait to kick off the week.
You're the one who wants to die on this hill, so.
That's true. All we're doing is helping you.
Yeah. Husker Nick, how was the zoo with Bailey?
It was good. Oh, yeah. So I took my daughter up to the Omaha Zoo, and she's 3. So it's the first time she's ever been. And, you know, it's fun seeing a little kid freak out, get her, you know, when she's seeing all the different animals she's only seen in books. So,
right.
You know, obviously we go to the Lincoln Zoo. So, like, giraffes were old news for her because she's seen them, like, 8 times, right?
Right.
Times,
old news.
Except for she did say these giraffes aren't as cool as the Lincoln giraffes because Phoebe Husker Nick's not here. I was like, good job, lady. That's a way to think through that.
Yeah.
So question for you guys, because I did not know how to react to this.
Okay.
So I'm at the zoo. I'm standing there. We take this photo. Got my kids. This woman is like, hey, I'll take a picture for you. And I was like, sweet. Give her the camera. She takes a photo of me and the kids. And then she goes, yeah, you're a DILF. And then gives me back the camera. And I was like, wait a minute.
Dude,
what?
Dude, I'd like to friend.
No. So the
was that in front of your kids? She said.
Yes. So then,
that's awkward.
I'm like, okay. So then, you know, I nervously walk off I was like, all right, old man still got it.
Right.
But then I was like, wait a minute. All of my lady friends get super angry when someone says that kind of stuff to them. I think I need to be angry. So then I was like wrestling with how I was supposed to handle that.
See,
I don't know. What was your initial reaction? Like, cool.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
You're like, all right.
Thumbs
up.
Yeah.
If somebody said that to me, I would have been excited too.
I was like, all right.
I was like, all right.
Maybe it's because we don't get catcalled near as much as ladies do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think I aspire.
Which stinks. I'm all right for that.
I think I like secretly aspire to be the opposite of a DILF.
Okay.
Would be a MILF?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be Stifler's mom someday?
Yeah, you'll be Stifler's mom.
Well, not really. Well, I don't know.
Maybe. Probably, actually.
I guess I would probably just take that as a compliment.
That's right. That's what I did.
That's just a raunchy person trying to, like, politely say that you're attractive, but they don't know how to voice it.
Well, because she was pretty young. Like, I was guessing, like, somewhere between 20 and 25 was my guess.
Okay.
And so I was telling my brother about it, and he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, you're not on TikTok, are you? And I was like, no, not really. And he's like, yeah. It's a hot dad summer. And I was like, what? That's a thing? And then on my Facebook page, someone else posted that. And I was like, wait a minute. What are we doing? This is also the moment I felt old. But I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah. If it can be hot girl summer, it can be hot dad summer.
Oh, my Lord. Kids. Yeah. Oh,
anything can happen.
Right.
It was pretty funny, though. I was like, what the hell?
That's awesome. Never
Everyone happened. Has post-pandemic brains, so...
Yeah.
She's obviously just confused.
Just take that's it. What,
this person was obviously confused.
Just take it.
That's an actual statement. All right, well, let's get your week started off.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We're back to full strength. Everybody's got their tan, and we're ready to go with the week. We've got Maker Eye Monday coming up. We'll help out Danny with his husband, Martin. That'll come up at 7:20. A story about a pink flamingo rescue. How you met your significant other stories is a really, really funny one that starts us off. And some great ones that we've gotten so far on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll get new music, too, coming up with the new...
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Of course, we do our own kind of dating game show with Danimer Dump'Em. But I don't know if you saw it, because there's a lot of summertime TV that is out right now.
Starts in a few weeks, is that what you're saying?
Are you talking about the Zooey Deschanel one?
I'm talking about your doppelganger, Zooey Deschanel, and Michael Bolton hosting the celebrity dating game.
Hold on, wait, Michael Bolton is on
it? Yes, he is.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Co-hosting with Zooey Deschanel, your doppelganger.
I missed that memo.
That is on tonight on ABC, by the way, if you want to check that out.
But, really?
Like, there's that one, what, Holy Moly with Steph Curry. That's really, really fun with the mini golf.
Is that still on? I did not know that.
Season is it?
Okay.
Is
oh, that's the one. That is fun. Yeah.
Season 3.
I wanted to watch. Holy moly. Isn't it called The Cube? The one with
The Wall. The Cube is with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Isn't D-Wade? That fairly new?
That's brand new too.
I never even heard of that one.
Yeah, there's some new TV shows. One that won't be airing right now is Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Oh, that sounds like a great show.
So it's supposed to be on NBC, hosted by Bobby Moynihan from SNL. He's the kind of the heavier guy from SNL.
Yeah.
And then Ron Funches are going to be hosting. They had to put it on pause.
Uh-oh.
After an outbreak of awful explosive...
diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Why? From the catering?
So I guess an insider told The Wrap... .com that people were collapsing on set and running for porta potties during filming.
Oh man,
it's got to be from. It has to be from catering,
right? Well,
dude,
apparently the water being used in the slip and slide challenges isn't as fresh as the show's take on the '60s outdoor game.
Oh,
wait, they were using old water.
This water infected the crew and cast members.
Oh, like tainted water.
Yeah, the health and safety of everyone on our set is our number one priority. So out of abundance of caution, we have made the decision to stop production of Ultimate Slip and Slide at its current location.
That's disgusting.
Right?
So what are they consuming? The water? Are they just taking mouthfuls of water as they're sliding down? I mean, how are they getting sick from it?
I don't know.
Could you imagine being the poor caterer at this thing, though? All these people are going sprinting into the bathroom. They're like, oh my God, like I thought for sure that we had made the best food that you could ever make for these guys,
right.
And we're making everyone sick. We're never going to recover from this. Think of how bad our Yelp reviews are going to be. Oh, my God. And then it turns out to be the water, and they're like, told you.
These, like, nobody three Nebraska hosts are just blaming catering, and they're like, but we tried so hard.
I told you guys. We are a professional caterer.
Okay, sorry, craft services.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm more mad they're puking up the food they ate because that was some good food.
Right. We made some good stuff.
Yeah, they're not very happy about it. I don't
Unfortunately, it's a crappy situation for Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Oh, there it is. Do you guys cook food for crappy, like, big...
Ooh. Yeah.
That was good.
What did you say, Nick?
Do you guys cook food for, like, big groups ever?
Not very often, no.
Yeah, kind of. We have people over in the garage. I mean, we'll have, like, I mean, we might feed up to, like, 10,
I love cooking for a big group of people, and it is, like, my nightmare that the group ends up getting sick.
Yeah.
Like, after they eat, you're, like, watching them all, like, all right, how's everybody doing?
Hopefully it was cooked properly.
Then you're hoping you don't get any text messages the next morning, like, bro, that stuff went right through me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, that was not my fault. It was probably all the beer you drank. Like, you get out of here. Like, I'm just always so nervous about it.
So be careful if you're going to do the slip and slide this summer. Make sure you're using
change
fresh
out
water.
Your water hoses,
yeah,
maybe.
Or keep
mine's looking
clean.
Pretty funky.
Okay, well then you need to change. No,
I'm not using my water hose.
Slip and slide at Coriel's place.
Yeah.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick
show.
But
that's like 6 days away until summer. So you're
summer hasn't even officially started yet.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty gritty for Music City for some good news and good new music for you as well. And Make It Right Monday is about an hour away.
Come on, man.
Hey,
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Hold the phone. Did Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton get married? Eric Church's dream comes true, and what Garth won't do on this tour, plus new music on the way.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, did they secretly tie the knot?
Dang it!
Uh-oh.
They did say they wanted to get married this summer at some point in time. They were being a little ambiguous about it. Well, that's the speculation after paparazzi caught Gwen wearing what appeared to be a diamond wedding band alongside her engagement ring. And the photo was taken as she, Blake, and her son, Apollo, were walking in Santa Barbara. The couple hasn't confirmed anything, but late last week, Gwen did celebrate her wedding shower with her family. So it's like, I don't know, some people do that like right before they get married, you know? And I don't know. What if she,
for old time's sake, threw on her old ring and band that Gavin Rosdale gave her? And she was just awkward. just for like old time's sake, she's like, let's see if it still fits. And then she's wearing it.
That would be Blake's super
like,
what?
I can't imagine Blake would be like, yes, let's wear that in public, honey.
I can't wait for the song that he's going to write about when you get home and your wife's wearing her ex-husband's wedding band.
She posted a video on her Instagram saying, I got kidnapped by my family to celebrate. I'm getting married. But at the same token, like, Blake wasn't wearing a ring in the photos, though. So maybe it's not the case. I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out.
All right.
So the concert scene, as we know, is finally coming back. We had Jamie Johnson, Whiskey Myers over the weekend, as well as Ned Ledoux. It's awesome. This is a literal dream come true for Eric Church. He hopped into the crowd while performing at the Carolina Country Music Fest, said, quote, for all of the pandemic, I've been dreaming about nights like this right here where we can all gather again, where we can all be together and where we can all just be us. And he's the one that even said he would take a vaccine shot in the eyeball if that's what it meant to hit the stage again. So you can tell he's like living his best life now.
Yeah.
So COVID obviously isn't over and musical acts will be absolutely saddled with extra expenses to keep themselves and the crowds safer and whatnot. So some musicians might raise ticket prices. You probably have seen some of this already come to life as is. But Garth says no matter what, that's not him. An average ticket is still going for around $95, just like it was pre-pandemic. He says, quote, you're either going to make an absurd amount of money or you're going to make a lesser absurd amount of money. I just can't imagine raising the ticket prices. And so that's the one good thing that like just stays very constant in this whole thing.
There you go. Way to go, Garth.
Mm-hmm. And we have a concert announcement coming up today at 10 a.m. So make sure you're listening and you watch Facebook, KX969. So now we got to get to new music from Brad Paisley. I'm excited. I haven't heard from him in a little while. It's called City of Music. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Alt with Kix96.9.
Karaoke queen of Tyler, Texas, outgrew her little pond. She packed up her car, took the Church Street exit on half a tank of broken songs. Hit the ground running on Broadway, and while she's waiting on her dream to come true, someone's gotta tend the bars, someone's gotta sell the boots in the City of Music. His heart. Now she's getting married to his ex-best friend, and there's only one thing to do. 'Cause you can make $1 million just by singing the blues in the City of Music. Tell the truth, play some chords, pay your dues and praise the Lord. Cadillacs, 4x4s, it's the City of Music. You're with the band, it's the City of Music. fingers hurt. Leave something that'll ring out after. And the rafters of the mother church. Pay your dues and praise the Lord. Cadillacs, 4x4s, it's the city of music. I am a pilgrim in this land. Mother Maybelle, take my hand. It's all right, I'm with the band. It's the city of
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That, by the way, brand new music from Brad Paisley called City of Music, and you can only get it right here on Kickstarter 6.9 with new music first. On the way, some good things. Here's the happy couple that we don't know if they're married yet or not. It's Blake and Gwen. Happy anywhere. Kickstarter 6.9. Good morning.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Time for a round of good things. Again, if you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 with the title Good Thing. And we'll get it right into the show. Coriel, what do you got today?
My good thing is Dolly's Legacy Animal Rescue here in Lincoln helped rescue 35 dogs and cats recently from a Texas animal shelter. The group brought 24 dogs and 11 cats that will go up for adoption. Dolly's Legacy obviously needs volunteers constantly, and it's hard to do kind acts like this and keep themselves going strong, but they're doing it as best they can. So I think that's pretty cool to come out of Lincoln and help rescue animals from Texas. I mean, that's a pretty far reach.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then also because of that story, I also accidentally found this thing about a dog, a 7-year-old lab retriever named Marley, who saved his 18-year-old owner by taking two rattlesnake bites to the face and almost died. A 7-year-old Marley took the two bites and actually ended up pulling through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So just some cool, good things animal related today.
I like that.
Tell me something good.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing is over the weekend, I took my daughter up to the Henry Dorley Zoo. We talked about it a little earlier on the show. And my good thing, I had not been there for a few years, obviously with the pandemic, you know, and I got little kids. So it makes it tough sometimes to get up there. Boy, their sea lion exhibit is amazing.
Is it
now.
So cool?
Holy cow, cool. It's amazing. And there's other things that they're redoing up there. And I just like that, you know, it's one of the arguably top two zoos in the world, right? Like, I think it's number
for sure.
One.
Yeah.
But it's
isn't it
how
number one? I thought it wasn't.
It's been number one a lot.
Them and San Diego move back and forth.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But regardless, depending on which list you're looking at and when it is, it'll, you know, either be one or two. But I think it's cool also that they're constantly improving that place and, like, the public and everybody keeps supporting it. So it's neat that in our backyard we've got such a cool zoo to be able to drive up to, and man, it was packed this weekend. Holy cow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Something good.
My good thing is also local. It's the fact that we had some live music outdoors was just the best and most therapeutic thing in the whole world.
So awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we were at Pinewood Bowl on a Friday night for Whiskey Myers, Jamie Johnson, and it was great to see a bunch of our listeners back out just enjoying life again, grabbing a beverage, sitting out, listening to some good country music, coming up and saying hey. So it was long awaited, and it was fantastic to be able to celebrate that with all the people that we've been missing.
I did not
years.
See anybody even roll their eyes once waiting in line for a beer.
No, not at all. Everybody was
people
like,
people were willing.
Like, are you waiting in line? No, you want to get in line
would
with
you
us?
Like to cut me? Yeah. Might as well.
It was just so great to experience that again. So thank you to the Pinewood Bowl and the staff and their security people.
Security there is awesome.
They're fantastic. I got a hug from a security guard. It's like, just good to see you.
They're so
just
cool.
Very excited to be a part of it again. And
Whiskey Myers was unreal. Jamie Johnson, I heard, was amazing as well. Mm-hmm. And it was great to just be amongst the people again. So it'll continue. We got Stir Cove coming up this weekend with a little Big Town and Darius Rucker, and then we'll be down at Stampede the following week. So
time's going so fast.
I know. It's kind of nice to be back to normal with some live country music outdoors.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Flamingos and a whale of a tail. That's coming up. It's Kix.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
With summer just about 6 days away, put in a Coriel. Just want to give you some ideas of...
True.
...of what not to do when you're on the water.
Running this, let's go. I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Like, let's not get... stuck out in the middle of the ocean and get rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So the Coast Guard in Alaska had to rescue three people and two dogs who got stranded on a giant inflatable pink flamingo.
I bet in one at Prince Doke.
You have? You on one of those in the ocean is probably a bad idea.
Well, you have to anchor it down, don't you? I'm pretty sure you anchor it.
Like to the shore or to another boat or what do you
think? No, I think you just like... Well, maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember. I think you have to like tie it to like a cinder block at least or something.
The giant pink flamingo.
I think so. Okay. If you don't want it to like go as far as these people probably went.
Yeah. So the rescue happened near Kodiak in Alaska after strong winds swept the flamingo floaty onto offshore rocks, and they had to actually use a helicopter to hoist the trio and two pups to safety. Because of the treacherous conditions. This was them celebrating one of the members' 30th birthday.
Oh, dear God. So is this a cautionary tale for me this summer when yes. I turn 30? Is that what you're saying?
Probably. To be careful.
Yeah, to be careful with the giant floaty flamingos.
How far away were they?
They were in Alaska. They got picked up and swept away. Does not say how far away they were.
Man.
But they got carried up into some rocks.
Oh, God.
And were left there.
That's what you get for having a floaty flamingo floaty thingy.
Honestly, though, it's probably best case scenario, because if it was just like a couple of them in individual little tubes or something, maybe it would have been harder to find them.
Maybe.
But it's kind of hard to miss a giant pink flamingo.
Yeah, that's something you can't miss.
Oh, God.
And then everybody's got a wild story.
Yeah.
Like that one.
But lobster diver Michael Packard may have a different one and a hard one to beat or even believe.
Okay.
So this guy's 56 and he was diving for lobster off the coast of Cape Cod when he said he felt a bump and everything went dark.
Ooh. Shark?
He says first he thought he had been eaten by a shark.
Okay. He's like, I got swallowed by a shark.
But no, actually he was inside. He says... inside of a whale for about 30 seconds before it spat him out.
Did he like make a fire and kind of, you know what I mean?
Like,
and then the whale,
like Pinocchio?
Most, you know what's crazy? Coriel, have you seen Pinocchio?
Yeah, I guess when I was like 2 seconds old.
That's a weird time for you to remember. Yeah. And for Pinocchio to be the first thing you saw.
I don't know.
They're like cutting the cable and wiping you down and stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff is going on.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, boom, now she can breathe on her own. And now she's over here, and we're going to wipe her down.
Here's Pinocchio.
You're dirty and gross right now.
I don't really remember watching it, but yes. But isn't there a scene where he's in a whale?
Yes, he and his father. And
nope, that's why I brought it up.
In the whale. Anyway.
Okay, stop.
So,
wow.
Michael says that he was spat out because the whale didn't like how he tasted. He was rescued by a crewmate, suffered only bruises. But those bruises are the problem with this story, at least according to doctors and experts that are checking this out.
Yeah.
They say Packard should have suffered more serious injuries if his story were true, including hearing loss from ascending from a 45-foot depth in less than 40 seconds. Doctors aren't the only ones who are having trouble believing him. Other fishermen are saying this would be a first ever event.
Well, I mean, usually when it's the first event, no one believes it. Right.
Yeah.
And so people are questioning if he's telling the truth. He does have one eyewitness, Joshua Mayo, is the crewmate that rescued him from the water. Now, Josiah claims to have watched in shock as the whale surfaced and Packard flew out of its mouth.
Okay, so someone can corroborate the story.
Right. And then at least one expert, Joke Robbins, the director of humpback whale studies at the Center for Coastal Studies, says he doesn't doubt his story, saying, I know the people involved and that Packard was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You cannot be an expert of something with the first name Joke.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a good point. That is Joke true. Robbins. No one believes you. This I could see this being the case. It's the first time, so no one really knows what's going to happen.
Right.
It's like out of, you know, the probably thousands of alien abductions that have always happened.
Right.
What's happened?
For sure.
You get abducted. There are anal probes. You're scared. They send you back. People are scarred for life. What happened when they abducted Coryell? First time that someone was like, swiggity swooty, come get this booty. And then they were like,
first time.
Ah!
First time.
And they sent her back. They were like, yeah. Whoa, what? Yeah, first time someone was like, come do this. And then they said, were like, whoa, this is something.
We got a faulty one. I don't know.
She's suspicious here.
So they're not all perfect.
But then no one believed Coryell.
When exactly.
She was like, dude, they wouldn't give me one of those probes.
Thank you, Nick.
Same idea.
Thank you.
So either way.
Having my back.
Swiggity swooty, come get this booty.
We got to put that on a t-shirt.
Here's what's next with the JP Coryell. And Husker Nick show.
Another t-shirt design inside with Coryell's face on it.
Beat me up.
You could put a little penguin on there dancing, saying that. How about that?
That'd be funny.
Wow. God, I'm so creative.
It's that at 6:56 in the morning. That's pretty selling.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, a little round of Make It Right Monday, and what everybody's gonna be talking about this morning. What's trending is on the way.
This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick
in the morning on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
First,
we get to celebrate the fact that we stole an Ohio State football player away from the Buckeyes.
Ooh.
It happened over the weekend. Former five-star Tyreek Johnson. Is that right, Husker Nick? Am I saying that right? Tyreek Johnson has left Ohio State.
Yeah, linebacker.
The portal, right. Yeah, and he's coming to hang with us.
That's exciting. He did not play very much at Ohio State, but as a five-star, usually those guys that are five-stars usually are very gifted athletes. So hopefully he gets here and fits right in. If he came here, I'm sure there was some discussion of some playing time, and we should see him out there. So that's good.
So that's a really good
awesome.
Thing.
Awesome.
Steal away a great player from, well, what could be a great player from Ohio State. That's kind of big. So love is in the air when it comes to rekindling old flames.
Oh, yeah. That's been all over the tabloids and social media.
So first, Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, broke up. And then J-Lo got together with Ben Affleck again.
Yeah, so Bennifer
became a thing again.
Is back, and it's a thing.
Okay, oh boy.
And now A-Rod's getting back together with his ex-wife?
Yeah, Cynthia, the mother to their children. They are now hanging out again. So I guess if you can't beat them, join them. It just kind of seems like a weird split. J-Lo and A-Rod split. J-Lo goes back to Ben Affleck. And now A-Rod goes back to Cynthia. But hey, whatever makes sense to them, it just feels like an alternate universe this moment in time.
Apparently they reconnected by participating in a 54-day fitness challenge with other family members and colleagues. And each participant got $4,000 for a human transformation program, which breaks mental barriers and achieves physical and emotional results in 54
days.
Sounds
like a cult to me, but whatever.
Nice, you know, one of those.
So you're in a cult.
The A-Rod cult.
Yeah.
You're in a cult, call
drink
your
dad. The Kool-Aid, here we go. Right.
So there you go, so A-Rod and his
drink this Kool-Aid, you won't worry about your weight ever again. Right. That's what they tell him.
Pretty much, that's what we're
thinking.
Oh boy. Yikes. And then, we've got a new ocean.
There's a new ocean.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
Okay.
So National Geographic does now officially recognize the fifth ocean. So National Geographic began making maps in 1915, recognizing the four oceans you know. Do you know those four, JP?
Well, there's the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic, and the Indian.
Yes, perfect. So those are the four. So starting everybody, please, a brief round of applause for JP.
I remembered that crap.
So starting on June 8th, the World Oceans Day, the Southern Ocean became recognized as the fifth
Southern
ocean.
Ocean.
Yes, so all the other oceans are.
Ocean.
Yep, Megan, all the other oceans are defined by the continents that fence them in. But the Southern Ocean is different in the way that it's defined by a current. So apparently there are like a lot of oceans around, but they don't meet.
We actually have
parameters to become a full audio recognized ocean.
We have audio of the Southern Ocean. Have you heard this yet?
Oh, good.
Is that what you hear underwater when
when you're
going through the Southern Ocean?
You guys.
Dumb.
Just for fun, I was like, hey, I wonder where this is on a map. So I Google Southern Ocean.
Yeah.
And then I clicked the maps button.
Yeah.
I'm staring at just a
what?
A blue screen with a red dot in the middle of it.
Legit.
Water and help. A little west of more water.
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll out. This is a big ocean.
The big ocean.
Where
it's
is
near
it?
There.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
It's by. Oh, it's over. It's full of sharks. It's over by New Zealand.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Okay.
So it's like. Let's see here. So it's like south. God, I don't know. Southwest? Southeast of New Zealand?
So we are radio hosts. We do not do science.
Here's the deal. It's south of the South Pacific Ocean. Okay.
So instead of the redneck, it's...
Yes.
Yes. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's gulpy. It's like sharks.
Where Bruce and his buddies hang out.
Things that probably kill
you. So they've added an ocean. This is annoying, okay? Can I just say that?
I'm aware.
It's annoying.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you don't have to worry about it, JP. And as far as Coriel knows, she'll not have to worry about it for a while.
Okay.
But I've got kids.
Oh, that's right.
And I already, when my son's like, all right, so how do I memorize the planets? And I'm like, Mavinchnup. That's what they had off of freaking Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And he's like, well, what's the P? And I'm like, that's Pluto. And he's like, that's not a planet. And I'm like,
yeah, it isn't anymore.
That's dumb. And then
I'm like, that is.
How do you do that to Pluto? Poor Pluto.
Right.
And then they're like, he's like, yeah, but there's all these like dwarf planets all over the place. And I'm like, who cares about those? And he's like, well, we learn about them. And I'm like, why are you learning about that? And now he's going to be like, hey, Dad, what's the southmost ocean? And I'll be like, it's the South Pacific. Duh.
And he'll be like, no, it's the Southern.
Yeah, it's the Southern Ocean.
And then he's
like,
going to school you.
Oh, yeah, what's the most northern ocean? The North Ocean. He's like, that's not real. And I'm going to be like, what? How's the Southern Ocean real?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I'm going to be so mad.
When young child beats me at geography.
Yeah, this is setting me up for future family trivia pursuit and my kid beating me in fifth grade.
Just get used to it. I think that's a thing now.
So something learned in something learned.
As if I don't have enough stresses in life.
Right, exactly.
Southern Ocean.
Yeah, so we're here to make life harder for you.
That's what's trending.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, it's a Make It Right Monday. A husband didn't make it right by his husband. We will talk with Danny in just a few minutes. If you need our help with Make It Right Monday, we're here for you. Just direct message us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of the show.
Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on X96.9.
Danny needs our help this morning to make it right by his husband. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning.
So, tell us what's going on between you and your guy.
Yeah, what's up?
We got married about a month ago. We just moved in together because we're a little bit
congrats.
Fashion. Thank you.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah.
It's been a wild ride. But after about a month of living together, I found out that he is just a little bit messy. Not even just like a little bit, but like really, really, really messy.
And you never noticed this about him?
No, we didn't. We didn't live together. We never lived together. And he always, like his place was always pretty clean when I went over to it. So
gotcha.
Okay.
So he managed to pull the wool like over your eyes for a while there.
Yeah.
Well, I think I might have made a mistake though. His mom came to stay with us. 2 weeks ago, and after he went to bed, his mom and I were up just chilling, talking, gossiping, spilling the tea, and I told her about how messy he is, that he was kind of a slob, and I know. Well, I mean, we're talking. We're really good friends. Like, we love her.
Right. So. Yeah. He's opening up to his mom about how messy her kid is.
So the next morning, she laid into him like he was a child. Like, she read him the Riot Act.
Oh my God, yes.
You need to get your act together. You need to get your husband happy. And...
and you're like, yeah, that's all true.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but he was so embarrassed. Like, he was so mad at me. And when she left, he just kind of like shut me out. Oh. So he's total brick walling me and super cold shoulder. And I don't know what to do. But I know that he loves JP.
Okay.
He listens to you all the time, and he follows you on Instagram, and he follows all your social media, and he loves you. So,
JP!
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yay!
Help me. Like, if there's anybody that can help me, you can help me.
Okay. Ooh,
pressure is on, JP.
JP, all eyes on you. Huh?
Pressure's on, buddy.
In the center of the ring, just
you guys
like
are just going to let me stand there by myself and do it.
We're going to back away and let you fix this relationship.
God. Yeah, we're just going to watch with popcorn.
All right.
No, we'll help you. We'll help you.
No.
All right. What do I do?
All right.
How do I help you help me?
Well, that's a good way to present it. All right, Danny. What we'll do is we'll give your husband Martin a call.
This is so funny.
We'll get him on the phone and we'll talk to him. I'll talk to him specifically if that'll help make things better.
Yeah, you take the lead on it, JP.
And we'll get you on as well to have you apologize to him, and we'll back you up and support you the best way
we
can.
Well, maybe be able to hook you up with dinner or something like that. That way we can go somewhere where neither one of you have to worry about leaving dirty plates out.
By the way, Danny, thankfully we have a full commercial break here for JP to get better at helping you than what he just laid out right now.
He's looking...
We'll get him figured out.
A lot of pressure.
Google tab open.
He does. How to help people.
Relationship mediating.
We've been doing it for years.
How to.
We'll figure it out. We're pretty good at it, Danny.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, coming up, we'll see if we can make it right between Danny and husband Martin. And it's not a commercial break, Husker Nick. We've got... songs. Shows who's paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Let's make it right Monday. We'll see if we get Martin on and try to do
this
right.
This is good. It'll be fun. I have a good feeling about this.
Good. Thank God you do. It's good.
Yeah, you messed up. And JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker, Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So to catch up, we've been talking with Danny, who needed our help with his husband, Martin. They've been married for about a month. Found out that Martin is a very messy person. And Martin's mom was in from California staying with them. And one night, Danny and Martin's mom were up late talking. And it got divulged to mom that Martin's a slob. Mom called Martin out on it, and Martin
was not
happy about it. Not at all. And this is not the way Danny wanted to start the marriage and living together.
How much pressure is on you right now, JP?
None at all.
You're the fave.
It's a lot of pressure.
And you're the savior here.
See, all we have to do is just talk to people.
There's no we.
Out.
It's you.
It's
all
me.
Okay. Well, they said that was the whole point. Yeah,
Martin's a huge fan of me, apparently.
Yes, which is awesome.
We're just here.
I appreciate that. Believe me.
Yes, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Pressure.
All right. Well, let's get to it. All right, Danny, we've got Martin on hold. He has no idea why we're calling, so we're going to talk with him quick and butter him up, try to make things really good, and then we will bring you in to apologize, and we've got your back, okay?
Okay.
Hi, good morning, Martin.
Hello.
Hi, it's JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. How are you?
I'm amazing. JP, you have no idea how big of a fan I am.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I genuinely follow you on every social media platform I can find.
Aw, well, thank you.
Excellent.
That's fantastic.
Very big fan of the show.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Oh, hi. Husker Nick's on the call, too, and me, Coriel.
Okay.
You guys have fun. I'm enjoying every bit of this.
It's fine, but...
I'm enjoying every bit of this.
You guys, too. He just holds a special place in my heart.
I don't blame you.
Hang out then. I think that would be fun to hang out with you.
Yeah, come to a concert.
I am totally into it.
Awesome. All right. Well, the reason we're calling is because we heard that you most recently got married, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
And your husband seems like a very, very nice guy.
He is.
Okay.
He's kind of on I don't know how to put it nicely. This is a family show. He's kind of in the doghouse right now, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, we know that he's in the doghouse because we do. Danny reached out to us because he feels absolutely horrible about busting you out to your mom.
Wait, so this is why I'm on the phone with you guys, is because he contacted you?
Yeah, he reached out to us because we do this.
He knows how much you love JP, and he wanted to get it, so you had an opportunity to chat.
He is really
as like a I'm sorry present.
Oh, see, this is just use of unfair tactics.
But is it working?
That's a good point. That is a good point. Oh, that's so funny.
Well, we do this, as you know, we do this thing called Make It Right Monday. And
JP's blushing right now. You guys can't see it, but he is full on blushing.
Well, I mean, we want you guys. I'm sure it's just a little bit of a tiff between the two of you, but we want to bring Danny in, and Danny wants to apologize for what went down. Go ahead, Danny.
Baby, I'm so sorry.
He went to your mom.
Oh, jeez. Coriel, you're not helping,
Coriel.
You told mommy on me. You literally told mommy on me. And you went to my mommy and said, he's messy.
Mommy, he's messy. I'm dead.
Like, come on. And now you get like one of my favorite people in the world to apologize for you.
That's a pretty good move, I would say, to be honest with you. That's not bad.
I'm not going to lie. I'm slightly impressed.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if my wife had Jessica Biel call me and say, hey, your wife is sorry for whatever she made you mad about, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Everything's forgiven.
I'd be like, yeah. I'm sure.
Sorry, I don't mean to stir the pot. So Martin, how did you feel when you found out that Danny took the opportunity to bend your mother's ear about your lackluster cleaning habits?
Oh my God, it was so annoying. It was awful.
Like, smoking like a true adult, being yelled at by their mom.
Yeah. Right. Like, I've been out of my mother's house for years. Yeah. Last thing I need to hear is my mother tell me how to clean my room, and then suddenly I get married, and I've got this, my mother just down my throat.
Oh, man.
Over how I'm keeping my apartment. I'm a grown man. I will keep it how I keep it. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah. So now you two, with you two living together and everything, I suppose, is there anything, I mean, I don't know if we want to do an eye for an eye thing here.
What are you talking about?
I might be stirring the pot, but is there anything that now that you live with Danny,
like you're gonna,
is there anything
Coriel,
that Danny does?
Are you trying? What are you doing?
You guys, I'm feeling feisty. I don't know.
The answer is no. You guys are a newly married couple. The answer is
we
no.
We don't stir up trouble,
and
Coriel.
And now you've learned a lesson. This is a lesson moment that I know you're tight with Mom. Don't complain to Mom about her kid.
Because
Mom's going to take your side every time and not her kids. That's just what happens now.
I'm going to hear about this for the next 6 months. Thank you.
See, but we'll take it as a learning experience.
I'm going to hear, Marty, did you clean your house? It's going to drive me absolute nuts. Like, you can't do
this. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
JP, why don't you hook him up with something here?
Yeah, guys, we've got a couple different events coming up, and we've got dinner out on us at the venue, which is a great location here in town, just to kind of, say thank you for being on the show, listen to the show.
Yeah, and Martin, you can leave the dirty dishes out all you want, because they take care of it for you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you won't have to do the dishes or anything at the venue.
Leave them dirty plates right where you want.
Not helping.
What if we did like a dinner for three and JP came and had dinner with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
then you guys can all hang out.
I'm okay with that. JP, you can sit next to me.
All right.
Oh,
I'm down for that.
Such a cool idea.
There we go.
I'll hang out with you guys. Boom. You guys sound like a lot of fun. All right.
Yay. Well,
yeah, this is that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then,
totally in for it.
I think we've got a resolution here. And we
yes.
can move
yeah.
on.
Way to go, JP.
All right.
Wow. See, this is why you make the big bucks, JP. You're so much better at this whole thing than I am. I was just
guys,
trying to cause a fight, I think.
Guys, just so you know, JP's going to show up to the venue and sweat in like a sweatsuit.
No.
He's going to be there in a tracksuit.
He'll be in a tracksuit.
I will come. I will look presentable.
Tracksuits only.
All right. Anyway.
You guys will look like a Mentos commercial. It'd be so awesome. Just the three of you.
Well, hey, Danny, thank you for reaching out to the show. Martin, thank you so much for following us as well. And we'll see you guys out at dinner, okay?
All right, thank you
very much, guys.
Appreciate it.
Good to meet you guys. Congrats again on the marriage.
Yeah, congrats, guys. You'll be fine. You'll get through it.
Thank you.
They are a lot of fun.
Just such a great, I mean, great way to kick off
the week. If
they
want to roll up in tracksuits, we can roll up in tracksuits. That's fine. If it's, we've got a theme going with it, I'll
be still can't. I can't stop thinking about it. I need to.
No, it'd look great.
How do I get it out of my brain?
It'd be like JP's in a Mentos commercial, and he'd be running around like thumbs up.
We're going to be fine with that.
I could do without that, well, but that's okay.
We will have some fun with Danny and Martin out to dinner.
Oh, that's so funny.
Making it right every Monday. And we can help you too. Just let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on KX96.9.
Everybody's love story is something entertaining, I'm sure. The time you first time you met your true love.
Or maybe very lackluster, but you love them so much.
Right. It may be, it's probably not as wild as how old Kyle Larson met his wife.
Okay.
Kyle Larson's a NASCAR driver.
Oh, that's why I recognize the name. Okay. Yeah.
Super famous.
And he was on a podcast called Rippin' It Pod.
Yeah.
And they had a conversation about the time in which Kyle, because he used to love to rage. I mean, you'd go out and party all night and then get up the next morning after you've passed out and race and do it all over again and have a great time. Well,
sounds fun.
Yeah. It'd be a good time.
Sounds like me.
Except for when the night he met his wife.
The night that I met my wife, it was a week-long event at my home track in California, and I won a race on Thursday or Wednesday or whatever, and then we're all partying that night and whatever, and I think I was probably trying to show off for her, and I end up getting wasted. And she and a couple of my other friends, like, obviously I was passed out, like, on the ground, you know, in bad shape, and they, like, colored all over me, and they outlined my hairline with Sharpies. I didn't know it. So the next day at the driver's meeting, you know, for the driver's meeting, they're like, hey, man, what's this on your hairline? I'm like, oh, my God. They Sharpied my head.
They Sharpied his entire head.
His future wife.
And it was the
he
back
knew.
Of his
She's
head
a keeper.
So he couldn't see it.
And yeah, that, he knew. She's a keeper.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
How he met his future wife.
And yeah.
They got together.
He was like, all right, this one might be a keeper. She's got a good sense of humor. That's outstanding.
That's a fun story that you can tell for forever about that. And the first time you met your significant other.
Some of these, I'm reading these on the morning show page, by the way, KX Mornings. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm like weirdly emotional right now. Because some of these are so adorable.
They're pretty sweet.
Oh. Can I read one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This one really tugged at my heartstrings. Okay. From Adam. She was the maid of honor, and I was the best man in my best friend's wedding. First time we met was decorating the hall day before the wedding. Told the groom she will be mine by the end of the weekend, and I was right. 14 years now.
Wow. Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
How did you and Jackson meet? Do you guys have like a romantic you and Jackson story or like a funny?
Absolutely. I was intoxicated at a dive bar karaoke night.
Okay. What song did you sing to him when you saw that drink of water walk
I don't even
in?
Remember. I just I
were you like, is that Zach Brown right there? Somebody get me some Zach Brown band because I'm singing it.
Yeah.
In the house. Yeah. No, he was with somebody that I recognized. I think like it's a little bit of a blur, but we were up at the bar and I was getting a drink and I guess I didn't. I hit him with the whole "add me on Snapchat" thing.
Oh, nice. Wow. Way to go. Pick and up line city.
Yeah. Then he just lived in my Snapchat for like a year or two or something.
Oh, I bet.
Like a year, maybe.
And then finally you guys got together.
Yeah. I finally showed up on his birthday and beat him in beer pong and left.
Nice.
Wow. You guys' relationship is the equivalent of like, I'm going to come pull on your hair and then you're going to like me.
Literally, I came there, brought him the worst. He hates tall boy Busch Lights. He hates tall boy anything because he thinks that's the worst way to drink something. I don't think he drinks them fast enough.
Okay.
So I brought him not only the worst kind of beer, a tall boy form, but I also beat him at his own game of beer pong. And now knowing him being so competitive, it's so funny. And then I even said, oh, yeah, I might come back. And then I didn't. But then we hung out the rest of the weekend.
Can I tell you a story about two people? I can't say who they are because they both live in town.
Okay.
They both listen to the show, and so do their parents.
Okay.
Okay. So they're down in, we'll call it a college town. I don't want to say which one.
Okay.
And one of them is in the military, and he's in there with all of his buddies, and they're all being, you know, crazy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees him and is like, all right, I need to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, he and his buddies, before they had a chance to talk, walk out of the bar and they're walking out into the street, and she looks at her two best friends. One of them is the one I'm about to tell you, ends up being the maid of honor in this wedding.
Okay.
She goes, get their attention. So this woman bangs on the window and then just puts her bare chest up against the glass. These military dudes in a dead sprint come running back into the bar.
That is a best friend.
And that was when these two met. At their wedding, they're going to tell the story of when the first time they met, but all the parents are there, so they can't tell the story. So they're like, we have this really neat story about how we almost missed out on, you know, running into each other at this bar, but luckily, you know, fate intervened, and all the people who knew the story start laughing, and all the parents are looking around like, what's so funny?
What did we miss?
It's just fate intervening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, a couple kids later and all that, and yep, so that's how that worked out.
Yeah. So
we'll keep the conversation going. Coming
up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's on the Kix Facebook page right now, the Kix Morning Show page. How did you meet your significant other? When did you realize you love them? We have stories of meeting in prison and some other stories if you want to join in via phone. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. How did you meet your significant other? The funnier, the better. Brandon Lambert, Kix 96.9. Well, her love story recently with the police officer she fell in love with and got married to. That's kind of an interesting story. What other interesting ways did you meet your significant other, Coriel?
Okay, so on Facebook, KX Mornings, David says, I met my wife in prison. We started dating, and she's way out of my league, but I knew I loved her about a year just because how supportive she is.
Wow.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Somebody did say,
probably should clarify for everyone that she worked there with you, not that she lived there.
Oh, yeah.
No, they worked just together. Leave it.
And Amanda below said the same thing happened to her. That's how she met her significant other, was in prison, working there.
Working in prison.
I love
right.
that. I love that.
Sure.
Wink, wink. I also love Cheyenne's, and actually, it could happen for you in like 10 days if you're single.
Okay.
She met her significant other at Kicker Country Stampede 2011.
Oh, dang.
They picked up some buddies and stuff, and essentially, she saw this man with dimples, all hot and sweaty, putting up his tent all by himself. And from that moment, essentially, after that's he smiled at her, it was just game
over. It was
all inseparable.
Over.
Well, it says 4 months into their relationship, they got married, got pregnant with their first daughter in 2011, had their second daughter in 2016, and they have a 10-year-old marriage at the moment.
Well, that's
kind of
kind of what happened.
Well, you just know.
Right, to Emily. Good morning, Emily. How'd you meet your significant other?
Yeah, I got a part-time job, and my boss kind of annoyed me. And so I gave him my 2 weeks' notice. And then he annoyed me a little bit more after I gave my notice. So I walked out. And about a year later, I saw him on a website, a dating website.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, because I had thought he was hot to begin with.
Okay.
And but just so did not get along. Message.
Well, yeah, well, it was kind of a long story. I wasn't getting paid what he told me I was going to.
Okay.
And that wasn't his fault. You know, it's a corporate thing.
Right.
Right.
But I took it out on him. So I sent him the message, and I said, you know, I don't know if you remember me. Yeah, right. And, but I just wanted to say hi, and I hope you don't hold, you know, a grudge or anything. And so he texted me back, and he says, no, I don't hold a grudge. I just get even. And so we started talking, and 7 years later, we're still together.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. That's a wild story.
7 years.
That is fun.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. How about you?
Okay. I met my husband on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas. He's from Wales. And I was on a family vacation, and he was on a rugby tour.
Wild.
Wow. Cool.
And 9 months later, we got pregnant with twins.
Wow!
Whoa!
And so it worked out perfect, though. We're still married 5 years later.
That's impressive. Is he still doing rugby or not?
No, he's not doing rugby.
Too busy with babies. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. 3 kids later, and we are still having so much fun.
That is wild.
I love that.
That is wild.
I love that a lot. I've always wanted someone. We do stories every once in a while of the meet cutes on planes.
Oh, yeah.
But I really hope if someone met their significant other on a plane because you got to sit by them or something, will you please call us?
Yeah.
Let 466-9696 if you met your spouse on a plane.
That's fun.
I want to know.
All right. Let us know. You can also do it on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, how you met your significant other.
It's just insane. None of these stories have any similar, like, components. Right. I mean, you literally, it's just...
so unique to each
yes,
and every one of
them. I love it.
That's awesome.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
I'm quietly judging you.
We try not to be too judgmental, but when something's so stupid that you secretly judge other people for... man, that's just the way it goes.
You can't help it.
No, you can't.
You can't help it. You can recognize that you're starting to judge someone. But it's like, I think it's a human, like,
human nature
to just assess the sitch.
I don't know how many times I'm sure I've been judged many times because we meet a lot of people. We meet a lot of people in our lives in radio. And I am terrible at names, right? And I try not to say the wrong name.
It's hard,
but I know I'm being judged for that at some point in time. How does he not remember my name?
I know.
I'm sorry.
I used to remember names and faces really well.
I can remember faces,
but I used to be able to remember the name along with them.
Right.
But yeah, I feel you on that. And I feel bad sometimes when I'm like, when you also know that you know the name, but you still don't remember it.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it makes you feel terrible.
I know we met at this thing.
I think we need to end the stigma that you should know everyone's name. We just address people by...
hey, bud.
Yeah.
What's up, darling?
Champ. We just do the full
on... hey, lady. How's it going?
We do the dad address.
Exactly.
Hey, champ. I think that'd be
what's
nice.
What's up, sport?
I think it's okay to secretly judge someone... if you encounter someone being rude to a service worker.
Yeah.
Like someone that's just there trying to do their job to check your water meter or whatever it is. Or someone that's serving your table, for instance.
Yeah.
Customer service. Sometimes if someone's maybe not being that helpful, maybe it's just because they literally don't know the answer. You're asking the wrong person.
Right.
You know,
I've learned not to judge people when it comes to dealing with their kids because my kids were ridiculous in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was being judged for that.
I do secretly judge.
Times. You do?
I secretly judge.
See, now, as
judge,
a parent,
when,
I've been through that. I'm like, I feel your pain. What can I do to help?
But like, it freaks me out if the kid's running around.
I get
like,
it.
Like, screaming,
I get
goobering
it.
In their hand and, like, touching stuff. And like
so you're judging those parents?
Kicking your shins and crap. I just, yes. I do a little bit.
I don't do it anymore.
I used to. Have kids.
Yeah.
And I know that's not fair, but sometimes I'm like, how is your child acting like that right now? I don't get that.
What I know will happen is, like, if I go and judge somebody else's kids, they're going to, remember when Serena did this in the grocery store?
Yeah, you point a finger and there's like 10 pointing back at you or whatever.
I know. She's just as bad as your kids being right
now. That's not to say I'm going to be rude. I mean, I understand, but I will secretly, if your child's being like a whole wackadoodle, I'll be like, what? Yeah. What is going on right now? Maybe that's
Call
rude.
Out.
I don't know. But yeah, so people, and you can judge people who gossip. People like to judge people on their etiquette being in public, like leaving shopping carts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't leave the shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
We witnessed a man like accosting the subway worker like 2 weeks ago, my boyfriend and I.
Oh, that's right.
And he shot him back like a really nasty look because I thought he was joking the way he answered. It was just a whole thing.
He was being a jerk.
He was being so rude.
Okay, that's not cool.
Yeah. But what do you secretly judge people on? Some of these I feel like you probably have good reason.
Right. So and if you've got a reason, let us
you
know
don't.
About
I
that.
Secretly judge if you have anything in your home that says live, laugh, love. I'm sorry.
Be a sweetie, wipe the CD, that kind of thing.
Those signs. You can get away with that one almost.
Okay, that
but
one's
if
fine.
You still have a live, laugh, love sign,
because it's way past that time.
If you like it and it brings you happiness, I am happy about that.
Just don't shove it down your.
But
throat.
I am. I'm judging you a little bit.
Okay.
Especially if you have more than one thing that says it. If that's the case, I cannot. I have to turn around and leave.
All right. So should we have people post it up?
Someone's really mad at me right now.
Let's,
I can tell.
Let's get petty.
Yeah. Hey, I got petty. I probably just lost the respect of like five people right now. But that's okay. It's okay.
It's going to be fun.
Go to the Facebook page KX969 and tell us what is something you secretly judge people for, which will become not so secret.
Which will be fun too.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
You can put a lot of things on layaway, but...
Can you put jail time on layaway? Should I call down there for Kicker Country Stampede? Should I just put one... Should I put a cell for me
I'd
on
like
layaway?
I'd like to hold a cell for myself for down at Topeka at Kicker Country Stampede.
I'm just kidding.
So there's a woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania, who's facing charges after she tried to hire a hitman to take out her husband.
Oh, casual.
44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with a guy on Thursday and agreed to pay $4,000 for the hit. But she didn't have the money with her.
So how are you gonna do that then?
She actually asked if she could pay in installments.
She tried to pay a hitman
in
installments.
$100 for 40 weeks. I'll give you $100 every week for 40 weeks.
With no interest?
With no interest. That's the first thing that goes in your head. Because you're a business person. You think about that kind of thing. With no interest?
With no interest? But, okay, did it work?
The hitman did agree to do it. Because he eventually was announced as an undercover cop.
This
cop was pretending to be a hitman.
Dang it. She almost made it.
Yeah. Once she paid her first $100 as the deposit, they arrested her.
Okay. Well, I will admire her perseverance.
Right.
She said, I'm not going to let my lack of financial responsibility get in the way of knocking off my husband. You said her husband?
Yes.
Husband.
Yes.
I'm going to haggle with this wonderful person in society.
This hitman.
With a no interest payment of $100 for, what did you say, 4 months?
40 weeks.
40 weeks.
Yeah.
And you see, I don't do math. But
so.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be 40 weeks. But yeah, I don't see how this would have ended poorly in any way.
Right. Well, you think this is like this really amazing sting operation. Like, wow, they just got lucky that they had an undercover cop pretending to be the hitman. But no, it actually turns out this wasn't the first time she tried and failed to hire a hitman to take her husband out.
Oh.
She told police she's tried once
before. Baby, what is you doing?
She tried once before, but the hitman that time didn't work out either.
Give it up. give it up at this point.
I wonder if the hitman, the first one, called up the police and said, hey, so there's this lady, Claudia.
She will not leave me alone.
Yeah. Here's her number. If she tries to reach out to you guys to hire a hitman, this is how you can get a hold of her.
I just picture her husband's face right now as we're talking about all this.
Like sheer shock
and disbelief.
In the hell
and also like a lot
life.
Of relief. Like, right. But I'm still here though, so I guess that's good. Could you imagine finding this out after the fact? Because this story has gone viral. So yeah. Now you're sitting there like, wait, I'm the husband.
Yeah. You must be really bad if she's trying to hire a hitman.
Well, she tried. She had an idea. She wanted to try to make it work.
Payment plans of $100,
you know,
for 40 weeks.
See,
no interest.
You can even be a criminal and make things happen. There's some character there.
Yes, there is.
Right?
That's the word for it.
At all costs? I don't know. I got nothing.
We got two big things for you. First of all, we are 2 weeks away from Kicker Country Stampede. And the biggest part of the summer with Luke Combs, Sam Hunt, Ashley McBride, Gabby Barrett, just to name a few of the big stars are going to be out there. And we have a VIP winner. This winner getting their own bathroom, all the fun,
the tickets. The coolest hookup.
And who is our winner of our VIP from the website?
Okay, well, this name will ring a bell for you because we talked about it on air a while ago to make an example out of how easy it could be to win stuff.
Yeah, you just have to be persistent and post to get on there every day, right?
Yes, and he always shared the extra socials for extra entries.
Okay.
Nathaniel Allen.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, it's a perfect example.
Awesome.
You want something? You plug away at it. People do win this stuff. I know some people feel like, oh, man, I never win anything. I feel you on that. But Nathaniel Allen, I'm sure at one point in time, felt the same.
Yeah.
And now he is the king of Kicker Country Stampede.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so he just, every day, there's like a handful of notifications that he shared this, and he entered this, and he shared this,
and
he
finally, his persistence paid off.
Yes.
And he got it. That's awesome.
Congratulations to Nathaniel Allen, VIP Kicker Country Stampede winner. Kicker Country Stampede is 10 days away.
That's, getting ready.
A week and a half. Oh, God, saying that out loud.
Right.
Oh, my.
That's a lot going on. And then we add in the fact that we got a concert announcement, one of our favorites, because they just can't stay away. And I think it's their 50th anniversary, is that right?
Yes.
Alabama's coming back.
With special guest Marshall Tucker Band.
That'll be wild.
Yeah, September 16th at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
So you can see Alabama live, PBA. It'd be a good time. We also just got another email. At the Pinnacle Bank Arena, Jeff Foxworthy is coming, too.
What, really?
On August 21st for a night of comedy.
Oh, sweet. That's the day before my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're packing them in now.
It's like do you think Jeff Foxworthy would make fun of me? Do you think he could roast me for my birthday?
Probably, if you ask him to.
That'd be so nice.
So, Alabama tickets on sale September 16th. Them and the Marshall Tucker Band. Tickets go on sale this Friday. You've got chances to win tickets as well from us, so be paying attention to that opportunity. Jeff Foxworthy with Nate Bargatze. Bargatze?
Okay.
I don't know. Special night of comedy that they had. So that'll be coming up here. Tickets on sale with that one this Friday, too. Jeez Louise.
There's a lot of things happening.
We're going to pack all the shows in.
And trust me, we're in the same boat you are. We have to go to KZKX.com and click on the concert tab to sort it all out.
No, that's
because this is
statement.
Above our pay grade
that is
to remember. This would be like remembering a monologue, literally. There's so many things.
There's a lot going on right now.
And we've got free stuff for them all, too, though. So it really benefits you to go to KZKX.com.
It does. So get there, KZKX.com, for all the concerts, all the shows, and all your free tickets, too. Thanks for hanging up with us this morning. If you missed Make It Right Monday, you can find that on our podcast at KZKX.com. Tomorrow, we'll be back with Datum or Dump and try to figure out why Heather's boyfriend is ditching her. We'll get JP Mex's guest and more tomorrow, too.
JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
Get up, y'all.
Every morning.
In the morning.